one's defect and perfect. So don't look at anyone's defects, but just become perfect. And the point for tomorrow?
कल के लिए
अमृत वेला पॉइंट
ये आपका ब्राह्मण जन्म है.
दिस इज योर ब्राह्मण बर्थ.
यह केवल जीवन में परिवर्तन नहीं है.
इट्स नॉट जस्ट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ ब्रिंगिंग ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन इन लाइफ.
परिवर्तन के कारण है ये जन्म है. ये परिवर्तन के कारण
बिकॉज ऑफ द ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन यू गॉट दिस बर्थ. So the sanskars that you have at the time of taking birth are very strong, and so you've got strong Brahman sanskars. What are the sanskars of Brahman life? Purity. Purity is the main sanskar of Brahman life. And the sanskars of birth are very natural and easy. Om Shanti. So remember, we are Brahmins. Just look at your horoscope, the birth certificate.
Om Shanti. The main line of the song was, human beings of today are in darkness. God, make the sun of knowledge shine.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Jawab hi nahi milta.
Dadi doesn't even hear Om everyone's Shanti. Reply.
Bari khana khaya hai na.
It's because you've eaten very nourishing food this morning.
Achha, thora thora.
Means heavy food.
Baba ne kaha baba shabd jo hai na,
baba said just the word baba is what does all the work.
Humko sabse nyara bana deta hai.
He makes us totally different from everyone else,
sagar hai na pyara ka,
and he is the ocean of love.
तो ये बाबा का कितना अच्छा शब्द है. बाप है नॉलेज फुल, बच्चों को नॉलेज फुल बनाता है.
So it's such a lovely thing, Baba says, that the father is knowledgeful. He makes the children knowledgeful. He is knowledgeful. He had the thought of creating the world and he came.
पत्तों को पावन बनाना है.
He knew he has to make the impure ones pure, so he started his task.
तो ये तो ग्रुप वहाँ आया था जीआरसी में.
The group that had come to GRC.
उनके जो भी ग्रुप था ना उनके अंदर था.
Whichever group Dadi has met there recently, they all had the interest to do something that would help the world change so that the sorrow and unhappiness of the people of the world can be chased away. And there was a couple, and why Dadi is telling us this, they very much liked the things Dadi had been sharing. And Marcus was their instrument who had brought them. And Marcus had said to Dadi, they're very good souls, they want to do a lot of service. And so the brother was asking a lot of questions, but the sister was not saying anything. And then the brother said, look at her, what does she want? But what was going to be the relationship between the husband and the wife? They liked what Dadi was saying. They knew what they had to do. But what would be the relationship between the husband and wife? And so it's as if the task would begin from that point. So service would begin from that point. What would be the relationship there? And so that will be the beginning point. And so the poor thing, the wife, kept looking at Dadi, and Dadi had to clarify everything. And then afterwards, Marcus came and said to Dadi in the evening session, don't speak too much about purity because they'll get scared. And so Dadi said, well, if that's your advice, then it means that you are weak, and so what will the future be for them? And so one time, Dadi was in Kanpur in India, and very good couples had come to Gyan, and one brother, Babuji, said to Baba that, Baba, don't talk about purity with too much force in the Murali. And so Baba showed such a stern eye, because Baba said if they haven't understood the aspect of purity, they're not going to be able to understand anything else, because Baba's not just an ordinary guru or a sannyasi. not like them. So Baba is very direct that he has to change the impure ones to pure and look at the difference between the impure and the deities. See the contrast. And so in the early days, the Kumaris were told that when you are engaged, then what's going to happen is you're going to start remembering that person you're engaged to. And so the intellect will go there. And then you'll be married off and you'll have to bow your heads in front of everyone in the other family, the husband's side of the family, and then your purity will go. And here, the contrast that the Kumaris are considered to be the most elevated and they're the ones who will uplift all the generations of family and they will be given that much respect, whereas in the other instance, that they will just be beaten. So Baba has saved the children from such scenes, such experiences. And Baba says to the children have been saved by Baba. Now it's the children's job to save others. So where has Baba saved you from? From the gutter. Now Baba doesn't use that word, but previously Baba used to say that you have been taken out of the gutter, removed from the gutter. Now you have to help others, save others, remove them from the gutter. Then Baba can call you his helper children, his helpers. So there are many such stories. There's a particular song, which is a film song, and it's that when the ankle bells ring, then you can dance. And Baba said that Baba will say that is true for you when you find 12 very good Kumaris. And Baba had sent Dadi to Amritsar for service. And that's what happened. 12 very good Kumaris emerged, and very good Kumaris because they are now 50 years in Gyan. And Dadi gave them so much love, and they had so much love for Dadi. And look at Jemini Ben. Jemini Ben, does she have that much love? And so Dadi is saying, those old souls in Gyan now, Dadi loved them, sustained them. And how Dadi used to feed them, take care of them, and to offer them Brahma Bhojan, create their spiritual life, and make the mothers very, very strong and firm. So who can do this? Who has that quality of making others like that, strong, brave? So Baba says, do this one business of changing those who are monkey-like to those who belong in a temple, those who are deities. So if one already has monkey-like qualities, they will not be able to make others worthy of being in a temple. So Baba asks the question in the Murali about Narad being asked, are you worthy of marrying Lakshmi? And he was offering others that chance to take that seat in heaven, but and playing his musical instruments, but was he first of all worthy? So Baba would say, look at your own face. These are things to keep attention on. Sweet Baba, beloved Baba, says, wake up early in the morning, and they say this on the path of bhakti as well, and they think that whoever's face they see, first thing in the morning, their day becomes like that. And so if you look at Baba's face first thing in the morning, then it's guaranteed your whole day will be very good. And it's true, because we remember Baba first thing in the morning, we see Baba all day, the intellect will be up above. And Baba is the highest on high, but he's in front of us through the whole day. He's far further than the sky. Okay, we see the earth here, we can see the sky, we can tell about distance. We're sitting on this earth, whether we're in India or London or America, but still, it's the same planet. It's not that London is above this earth somewhere. Okay, we fly in planes, but still we have to descend, we have to come back to this earth. But the sky is up above. And then where is the subtle region? Where is the soul world? And Baba is the highest on high. The subtle region is still nearer than Paramdham. And so if we don't think about these things, churn these things, how can we be threaded into the rosary? In our thinking, we think about where Baba lives, where is my home, and at present Baba is in the subtle region, and he says, come here and do service with me, be my companions in service. You've done a lot of service on the physical plane, now do the subtle service. You've done a lot of service through your bones, through wealth, through physical service of different kinds, but if you want to be the embodiment that grants visions, then be up above with Daddy, sorry, with Baba. So just as Baba sees each one and gives strength and power to each one, do I want to do the same? Be so powerful that I'm Baba's agent and fill others with that power? This morning, Daddy had these thoughts, and these things were in the Murali, that of visions, and that when the children's stage becomes so elevated, they'll be able to give visions, and we will have visions of our own angelic stage at the end. Up until we reach Paramdham, Baba says, just remember that we are the residents of the soul world, and it's now the time to return home. So you free yourself from the things of here. Okay, my life has become like a diamond, but now we are instruments to make others like diamonds. Okay, the one who created my life has done his task, but we have to make the lives of innumerable souls like diamonds, not just ordinary, but first-class lives, first-class diamond-like lives. So recently, Daddy had been sharing in Madhuban, and she shared with us too, the question that so many had asked Daddy. This aspect where Daddy explains how for 40 days she stayed in Madhuban with Baba in order to have such tapasya that she frees herself from the punishment of Dharmraj. And so many have asked, what can we do to be free from the punishment of Dharmraj, the supreme judge? So firstly, there should be fear of Dharmraj. So as Baba said today, if you have done any degraded, impure action, then you will experience the beating of Dharmraj. And if there has been that kind of sinful action where you've experienced the punishment of Dharmraj here, then you will continue to experience that even in the womb. And that punishment will start from copper age. So what does Dharmraj do? He simply gives you a vision of what your impure criminal action has been, and it's not that he gives punishment through physically beating, but he gives you the vision of all your wrongdoings, so there's that repentance and regret. And there'll be so much sorrow. The feeling is, what can I do? How can I move away from this? How can I free myself from this? And there'll be sorrow whilst being in this body, whilst being out of the body. The soul is separate from the body. So think about this. Think what our state will be even in copper age. Because many ask the... Many see how children are born nowadays with some or other difficulty, problem, and they are a problem to the parents, and they cause a lot of grief to the parents too. But we are not that kind of children. We are the lamp of the Brahmin family. And our actions should be so elevated that for 84 births, we can live happily, die happily, be born happily, and even when we become the worshippers in the copper age, that the part we will play will not be of ordinary worshippers, not that we desire anything from the bhagats, not that we ask for anything, but there will be greatness in that worship. So we have to think of our final birth, and in this birth, we have understanding of what will happen in the very beginning and what will happen at the very end. It's at the end that we very quickly belong to Baba. And so, you know, people ask, where have you received your wealth from? We say, we received it from Baba. And at no time will we ever go hungry. And if somebody gives you paper money, Dadi... At one point when Dadi's Lokik parents had given her money in the form of paper notes, and Dadi showed them such a stern eye that how can they give me paper money? Because in those days there used to be these guineas, and that was something worth more. And so never would she ever want, first of all, anyone to give her money, because the sanskars of now have lasted, have been from the beginning till the end of the cycle. Because Baba has reminded us that we were the deities of the beginning, and we have once again come to Baba. So one point Nadi read, which she liked very much, in fact this was a blessing that Baba had given her, that you have not sacrificed yourself to Baba, but Baba has sacrificed himself to you. So what do you think of that, Robin? It's that the Father has sacrificed himself. And so we cannot be separated. We, Baba and the Self, cannot be separated. So see, where can Baba find another child like me? Such intoxication. So you have that intoxication, Robin? Does everybody else have that intoxication? Where can Baba find another like me? I am Baba's long lost and now found. I am the light of Baba's eyes. I am the jewel of his eyes. So Baba will not be happy just like that, but Baba is pleased with such children. And Nirir Bhai used to say to Dadi daily to give class in Madhuban for at least 15 minutes. And so Dadi had been reading her blessings and shared that with those in the evening. And so each one should look in themselves. Are there any desires? There should not be even a single desire left within the self. We understand kaam, lust, is the greatest enemy. But kamna means desire. There should not be any kamna, any desire, not of any kind, not a desire from any brother or sister, because kamna, desire, is also an enemy. And in desire, there will always be some falsehood, some mixture. There will not be truth, there will not be good manners, and good manners within relationships, good behavior within relationships. So we have to be so accurate and have such greatness in our interaction, in our behavior, so that anyone who comes in front of us, whether they are outsiders or Brahmin family, they should see the greatness within our interaction and behavior, in our getting up, in our sitting, in our walking, in our interaction, in our eating and drinking, in everything. People should observe you as being an elevated Brahmin soul, that you are a soul who is an angel, who is present on God's service. You are not number-wise according to effort. And so Baba used to say this. And normally Baba would just say love, remembrances and namaste at the end. But sometimes Baba would say to the obedient, faithful, honest children, love and remembrances according to their effort, number-wise according to effort. So, though Baba says the obedient, the faithful, the honest, all of this, and then he says number-wise, so do I want to be like that, number-wise? If you want to claim full marks in all four subjects, then start making that effort from now. And I'm so grateful to Baba that he's taught me so well. And today, still, if a new person has come, they've made effort through their realizations, they've understood what their mistakes have been, and they promise to Baba, Baba, I will not make these mistakes again. I will not think in the wrong way again. And Baba would say, okay, then don't let any mistake happen, but stay within the line of the code of conduct, and Baba gives them the chance. Because Ravan pulls you out of that line of discipline, and then Ravan is very clever in keeping you in his cage. Ravan is such that he does not stop following you. So what can Baba do? Baba tries very hard, because Baba feels sorry for the children. He tries very hard to save the children. But the child is so distressed, and Baba sees that and Baba tries to save the child. And we have to be so strong that Ravan does not have any strength left. We see Ravan gasping for breath. So that Ravan's shadow should not exist on this earth. So we have to have such a powerful stage that the kingdom of Ravan finishes, no longer exists on this planet. So Baba says, show the path to the sorrowful ones, the unhappy ones. Okay, so just ask yourself, what is the task that you have to do? Last night, Daddy said, if someone has a bit of pressure of the work that they have to do, then those who work with them, they too become a bit stressed, a bit pressurized. Is that true? If I have the pressure of all the things I have to do, then all of you would have a headache as a result. So Daddy says, never, never does she allow herself to think that I have to do all this. No, Baba is the one who's doing everything. Baba sits in the subtle region and does his work through so many. And if I'm thinking I have such pressure of work, then what would the result be? And one sister, a very good sister, had sent an email She works, she has a lucky job, a lot of responsibility at work, and her boss, the boss applies a lot of pressure on that soul and abuses them, means through words. And so she was asking, Daddy, what shall I do? The boss makes such a bad atmosphere through the way she speaks. There's so much responsibility of work, such pressures at work. What shall I do? Shall I leave work? And because of the pressure I'm under, I make mistakes at work. So, Daddy, what shall I do? And so Daddy's response was, give yourself rest because you're under so much pressure, because then how can you do service? Because there's a new service place that she has also. And so service has to be done. But Daddy says, please, don't keep yourself under any pressure, because then there is a reflection of that on the physical health, on the stomach, on the brain, and so many illnesses result as pressure on the mind. And so think Karan Karavanhar is doing everything. Dadi Gulzar had done a very good class in Madhuban, and if you think Karan Karavanhar is doing everything, you can create a very good stage whilst being in this body. I am Karavanhar, the one who does everything through this body. And Baba is Karan Karavanhar, the one who takes charge and does everything through me. Nothing is my personal responsibility. So when one is such an instrument, a part of the royal family, so real, so true, then Baba's saying he is the unlimited father, he tells us unlimited things, and the service is unlimited. Whilst sitting in one place at one time, there can be service, so that I'm happy, you are also happy, anyone who comes here through the day are happy, and the souls who are in connection with us throughout the world are also happy. So this is what service should be. So whether you liked the point today, that to be content is a gift, and there is nothing lacking there. It's not a virtue, but a gift to be content. Who feels that they are so fortunate to have that treasure of contentment? If you think you don't, then have it from today, that it's a gift from Baba. Okay? Okay, so Daddy says, for one who places the microphone in front of her, they know how to do that. But if they don't take it away on time, then there'll be complaints about Daddy doing an extended class. I'll see if I can translate the song. The happiness that I experience through your love is totally different from anything else. In comparison to your love, everything else is tasteless, has no sweetness. God, in your sweet remembrance, there is such pleasure and enjoyment. we've forgotten the consciousness of the body. The old world is not remembered, and in both these eyes, there just swings the two worlds up above, and even the sky seems small. As my feet don't touch this ground, the love, the happiness that comes through your love is such that everything else is tasteless in comparison. Everywhere I look, there is light of jewels, and my life is singing that my dream has come true.